This morning, we're talking trees.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Biff might want you to leave, but we hope you stay. We've got certified arborist John Eisenhower with Integrity Tree Service here to take your questions at Rosie on the House.
And if you're just joining the broadcast or you're in one of our markets that doesn't currently carry our 7 o'clock hour, we had some hosts in talking about the Grand Canyon and what it takes to hike rim to rim. That's a 26-mile hike. And then wake up the next day and do it again back to the south side. John, you had a little
trick about that is the second day, it only hurts the first 7 miles. Then you are numb for the last 16.
You know, I've been to the canyon just twice. I've been there several times, but hiked down into it twice. Once when I was in Boy Scouts, hiked into Havasupai. And I tell you, we were priding ourselves in being able to hike out ahead of the troop. You know, a couple of us were avid little hikers.
The rabbits.
And Havasupai is not bad. You've only got that 1 mile descent.
But
it's coming out.
Killer coming up. It's so steep coming out. And we got out ahead of the troop. And my problem was that I saw some tang. Remember tang?
Yeah, the orange powder.
The orange powder you put. And I decided I wanted to put some tang in my canteen.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. That was a mistake. Well, all I had was one of those little wafer-thin little Boy Scout canteens. The little kind of ones look like a little disc, you know?
Got it.
They only contain it. They only must have like 16 ounces of water in them. And that's all the water I had. And no one would share their water with me on the way out. I tell you, I was only about a third of the way out of there, and I was out of my tang. And that tang just increased my thirst. And I tell you, I was just punished coming out of there. And as a kid, I said, I will never, ever, ever go down in here again. When I got to the top, I was just, I found someone with some water. And because we were out ahead of the troop. I couldn't bear to think of waiting 45 minutes for someone to catch up to us. So out I hiked to the top. But the second time I went down, I had a great time with my brother-in-law, hiked down into the canyon. Again, I wasn't quite as prepared as I'd like to have been. I spent the next day at Phantom Ranch just recovering from the muscle pain. He lived on ibuprofen for about 12, 15 hours. But what a great spot, man. It's so beautiful down in there. I loved it. Hiked out the next day, and I came back and told a friend of mine that we'd been hiking in the canyon. She was one of my customers. Her name is Carolina Butler. And she said, well, you know, my son has written a book featuring Harvey Butchart. Harvey is the man who's hiked more miles in the Grand Canyon than anyone else.
He's the NAU professor, right?
Exactly. He's the NAU professor. Hiked 20,000 miles in the canyon, discovered 150 rim-to-river routes, previously undiscovered routes. And he's her son, my customer's son, Elias Butler, is a resident in Flagstaff, wrote a tremendous book, and it's called The Grand Obsession. And I love reading, but my favorite reading is reading biographies. I love to read stories about people, and this is a riveting story of his life. Harvey only asked Elias one thing when he was being interviewed for this, he's since passed away several years ago. The book was just released in 2008. It's an award-winning book. Harvey just asked the author, Elias, he said, could you please not publish the book until after I pass away? Because it's not flattering in terms of the damage it did to my marriage. And just for the sake of my wife, who will likely survive me, please don't publish the book, which Elias honored that request. And in 2008, he released this award-winning book. And anyone who reads it, any fan of the Grand Canyon, and even if you're not, you'll just enjoy a riveting read. It's awesome.
Well, very good. I'm going to have to check that one out. We are talking trees. I know it doesn't sound like it. We get sidebarred sometimes. That's just the fun and magic of live radio.
I was listening all hour, the 7 to 8 o'clock hour, and it got my I told Tom as he left the studio this morning, he got my blood really running this morning, just wanting to hike the canyon.
You doing Havasupai as a Boy Scout, that's as a trooper or as a leader?
As a trooper.
So that was before the flood of 83.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, it was a much different place back then.
It was in the 60s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, real quick, we've got several calls that, if you hang on, we'll take Mike and Marion, I believe. We'll take you at the top of the hour. We've got an engineer sitting two doors down. She just bought a home with her husband, and they want to know if they can plant a magnolia tree.
Magnolias are a great fit for Arizona. They're a little hard getting started. They prefer a little bit of a protected environment, nice deep watering. But no, they actually do really quite well here.
And 2 weeks ago, we were in Flagstaff for the Tree Climbing Championship. We interviewed three individuals, Dan, Andy, and Jeff. They came in first, second, and third.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a sign of what being on this radio broadcast can do for you. John, if somebody wanted to get a hold of you, how did they do that?
You can reach our website at itreeservice.com, the letter itreeservice.com, or 602-788-0005.